Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I would just like to thank you and your team for the excellent work that you've done here in the Open-Ended Working Group. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons is a campaign coalition consisting of over 440 non-governmental organizations in 98 countries. And I think you've heard directly from quite a lot of them throughout these 2 weeks. And I'd like to thank both delegations and the chair for being so welcoming and opening to the views of civil society. We really do appreciate the opportunity to be able to contribute so actively to these discussions. And we've been very encouraged by the debate here. It's impressive to see how support for a new legally binding instrument has grown significantly during the last years, and that more governments than ever are ready to take action to achieve this. As I'm sure that many of you are aware of, ICAN has worked hard throughout the last years to mobilize governments to take action to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe by banning nuclear weapons. As we have highlighted in our contributions to the Open-Ended Working Group, ICAN partner organizations work in nuclear armed states, in nuclear umbrella states, in Africa, Latin America, and Asia, all over the world. We work with religious communities, with parliamentarians, with trade unions, National Red Cross and Red Crescent societies. Obviously, we tweet a lot. And all over the world, this work has made people realizing that we have an opportunity here, that there's a choice to make, and that the decision time is coming. Are we going to ban nuclear weapons or not? And from what we have heard these 2 weeks, the answer is yes. A majority of the world's governments are ready and want to start negotiations of a new legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons now. And not everyone is convinced, though. Some in this room still question the value of a treaty banning nuclear weapons, saying it won't have an impact unless the nuclear armed states sign on to it. But I think that's really underestimating the impact that the governments in this room could have. Of course, a treaty banning nuclear weapons would have a huge normative impact. It will strengthen the norm against the use and possession of nuclear weapons. It will clarify, in the view of international community, that nuclear weapons are unacceptable. But it could also have some very concrete and practical implications. Many, for example, the provisions of the treaty have been discussed here this week, such as stopping financing of nuclear weapons production, provide provisions for victim assistance, and others. But of course, also, any nuclear alliance states joining the treaty will have to take some very concrete actions, ceasing to host nuclear weapons on their soil. The weapons will need to be dismantled or returned. They would need to stop participation in nuclear war planning, stop contributing to nuclear weapons modernization program, and very many extremely concrete disarmament activities. Some suggest that nuclear umbrella states won't join this treaty because a few of them currently oppose such proposals. But our partner organizations all over the world, and in particularly those in nuclear umbrella states, are working hard nationally to make sure that their governments will participate constructively in negotiations and eventually join the treaty. And the recent progress in, for example, Norwegian and Dutch parliaments is just a start, and we're expecting that a treaty process prohibiting nuclear weapons will lead to more engagement with parliaments on this issue. So ICAN and our entire network is ready to work to ensure that a process banning nuclear weapons, even without the participation of nuclear armed states, will be effective, meaningful, and it will make a difference. Civil society is ready. And we've heard here that the majority of governments are ready too. And we hope that the strong support for recommending negotiations and concluding a treaty prohibiting nuclear weapons will be reflected in the report. And we urge all states here to support that recommendation. Thank you.